This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكذلك بعثناهم ليتساءلوا بينهم قال قائل منهم كم لبثتم قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فبعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا صدق الله العظيم. Yeah, we continue with this very amazing, fascinating, riveting, intriguing, mesmerizing tale and narrative of the Quran, but that's the Quran in its entirety. And I hope, my brother, and I hope, my sister, I'm stimulating within you the passion to embark on the journey of the Quran. You can ask my fellow students and they will tell you, this has been my passion all the time. You know what? It's a matter of igniting the flame. I cannot tell you and I cannot convey to you because I don't know myself. It is each person embarking on this journey and connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to appreciate the richness and the depth of Quran. Nothing can take my depression away, and we all have fluctuations, like just listening to beautiful recitation of the Quran and reflecting on the meaning. You know what? It is so soothing. It is so nourishing. It is just beyond. We talk of a waterfall, and to just hear the sound of water or waves or birds chirping or the sun rising or the wind blowing, or whatever, these things are soothing. And of course, it's nature, and absolutely, and we all love it, and it's great. But I promise you, when you have the privilege of understanding the Quran and listening to Quran being recited, my word, this is indescribable beauty. Some things you simply cannot describe. And reading Quran with understanding is from amongst that. May Allah make us from the Ahlul Quran. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. Okay, so we continue verse number 19. The Quran told us about all the intervention and the measures that were put in place by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their sleep. Scholars also speak about that it's futile to ask. You know, you have this logical minded. So, okay, they slept for 309 years. So their nails didn't grow. Their hair didn't grow. What happened to their body? Because like, how do you answer those type of things? So this is precisely what we refer to as karama, a miracle. And a miracle is supernatural. And this is outside the ordinary. When the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam split the moon, and then people said, but how is that possible? Well, that's why you call it a miracle. That's why you call it a miracle, because it's something that you and I cannot do. That's why in Arabic you call mu'jiza. Mu'jiza means something that defeats others. A'jaza yu'jizu i'jaz. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped the time in that cave, and time outside the cave continued. And this is in the system and in the doing and in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So their bodies remain intact. They were perfect. They were well taken care of. How would you survive so long? All in the power of the Almighty. Okay, verse number 19. وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ. Remember we said the focus should be on what Allah has magnified. أَبْهِمُوا مَا أَبْهَمَهُ اللَّهُ. Don't try to determine what Allah did not determine. And Allah did not tell it to us, not because Allah doesn't know it, but because it's not connected to our guidance. So the other aspects is not connected to our guidance, hence Allah has not spoken about it. And we need to take heed and reflect and ponder over whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned and discussed in detail. Just as their sleep was a bounty, was a miracle, their subsequent revival was no less a bounty, was no less a miracle. وَكَذَٰلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ أي كَمَا أَنَمْنَاهُمْ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ As we made them sleep for so long, which was a miracle, we then revived them, which was also a miracle. A person gets very sick and you know what, it's touch and go, life and death, it's critical, it's crucial, and then he makes a full turnaround, you know what, and he recuperates and recovers and gains back, and so, wow, what a turnaround, what a turnaround, back to normal and back to, you know what, regular life. وَكَذَلِكَ And in the same manner, that this was also a miracle, بَعَثْنَاهُمْ We revived them. لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ So that they can mutually ask, تَسَاءَلَ يَتَسَاءَلُوا تَسَاءُلًا From Bab al-Tafa'ul, which has the meaning of mutual amongst them, amongst themselves, they can ask each other. لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ How long did you sleep? So, they got up, and one of them asked, some say his name was, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, their names have been mentioned in the Tafasir, by the way, but it's quite difficult to pronounce, Muksalmina, right, if I'm having the pronunciation correct. Their names have been mentioned, it's not easy names, it's not common names, it's not regular names. If I'm pronouncing it correctly with the correct I'rab, Muksalmina. قال قائل منهم One amongst them said كم لبثتم Folks, how long have you slept? Like, how long have we slept? So, generally, a human would estimate the sleep based on how refreshed or tired he feels. If he had a deep sleep, he thinks like, oh, it's whole night gone. And if it was, you know what, still this tiredness and fatigue, then you think it was just a power nap. It was just a 40 winks and you're back up, you know. And especially when you are traveling and your body clock is quite erratic, it's quite difficult. It takes you seconds to gather yourself when you fell off to sleep at an airport or waiting to board a flight, etc., and then you fell off in deep sleep. And then when you get up, and it takes you a few seconds to kind of process the surroundings, gather yourself, and then start, okay, wait, hang on. I'm in Amsterdam. Yeah, okay, I'm here in the Netherlands. I have a flight. And I'm saying this because I know this has happened to me. And then you know what? You're trying to hop onto the next flight because you've missed a flight, etc. So, قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ One of them said, كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ How long did you sleep? Others replied and they said, لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله قَالُوا They said, لَبِثْنَا We slept, we rested, we waited for a day, probably half a day. My word, 309 years, three centuries. Somebody asked the great scholar, is it possible for questioning in the grave to happen? I'm just objectively pausing here and I'm come back here. Is it possible for life to be restored into that body and into that human and questioning to occur in the grave? So subhanAllah, the scholar rahimahullah gave such a profound answer. He said, is it possible for me to return life to that corpse? Possible for you? Or possible for Allah? If you're asking me, it's impossible. I cannot give life to myself. Possible for you? Impossible, of course. You cannot do it. And Allah, if you don't believe that Allah has that strength, then there's no iman. Of course, Allah has absolute strength. بَلَا قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُسَوِّيَ بَنَانَا My word, my word. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَلَّا نَجْمَعَ عِظَامَ In Surah Al-Dahr, in the 29 Juz. So does man think, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ Does man think, أَلَّا نَجْمَعَ جَمَعَ يَجْمَعُ عِظَامَ عَظْمٌ The plural عِظَامَ Does he think we don't have the ability to assemble the bones? بَلَا نَي قَادِرِينَ We have the ability عَلَىٰ أَن نُسَوِّيَ بَنَانَ سَوَّى يُسَوِّ My brother, I beg you. My sister, I beseech you and implore you, Commence your journey of understanding the Quran today. Commence your journey. I was giving a talk in London and I will not forget this. The brother came to me after the talk. He says, I loved your talk and I credit that to the Almighty. And he said, you made me feel guilty. I said, thank you. That's what I want. Is you need to feel guilt so it can stimulate action. Sometimes the tummy needs to protrude and someone needs to tell you you're looking obese for you to stimulate action, to get into the gym, to burn the calories, to get onto a diet, to do the exercise. And I'm not, being insensitive. I'm just saying it in a generic context. It takes someone to tell you to realize. رُبَّ عِلَّةٍ كَانَتْ سَبَبُ الصِّحَّةِ. In Arabic, they say some illnesses lead to cure. You know, I need to give up the habit of cigarettes. Not me. I'm not smoking, by the way, just to qualify that statement. But you know what? A person knows I need to give this up. It's not good. It's not good for my lungs. It's not good for my family as passive smokers inhaling this year, etc. And sometimes the health deteriorates. You get admitted into a medical facility and then you have to draw the line and drop it cold turkey. Sometimes you need to feel guilty, my brother, and I need to feel guilty so that it stimulates action. بَلَا قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُسَوِّيَ بَنَانَا. Nay, we have the ability to gather their fingertips. We have the ability to gather their fingertips. قُلْ كُونُوا حِجَارَةً أَوْ حَدِيدًا أَوْ خَلْقًا مِمَّا يَكْبُرُ فِي صُدُورِكُمْ فَسَيَقُولُونَ مَنْ يُعِيدُنَا. I wish you were with me on one page. And as I reference an ayah, you can turn that page in your mental notes and archives and you can follow through with me. I'm referring to a verse in the 15 juz of the Quran, chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, قُلْ say, كُونُوا حِجَارَةً أَوْ حَدِيدًا. After death, take the form of stone, take the form of steel. أَوْ خَلْقًا مِمَّا يَكْبُرُ فِي صُدُورِكُمْ. Or adopt the form of something in which you believe resurrection is more remote and impossible. فَسَيَقُولُونَ مَنْ يُعِيدُنَا. And then they will ask you, who will resurrect us? قُلِ الَّذِي فَطَرَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. Tell them the being who created you the first time will create you again. فَسَيُنْغِضُونَ إِلَيْكَ رُؤُوسَهُمْ. Mockingly and scoffingly, because يُنْغِضُونَ means يُحَرِّكُونَ رُؤُوسَهُمْ إِسْتِهْزَاءً. فَسَيُنْغِضُونَ إِلَيْكَ رُؤُوسَهُمْ. So they will nod their heads. Oh, okay, all right. Okay, matahu. So when will this resurrection supposedly happen? قُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ قَرِيبًا. This cannot be human's words. This is divine, my brother. Wallah, read the Quran and this is divine. قُلْ عَسَىٰ. You know, when a person has a passion for something, he wants the whole world to mobilize in that cause. And I cannot, when I think of Ibn Abbas, my brain freezes. Ibn Abbas said, إِنِّي لَآتِي عَلَى الْآيَةِ فَأَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا عَلِمُوا مِثْلَ الَّذِي أَعْلَمُ. I would come to a verse and I would halt and my heart would scream. I wish the whole world can understand the ayah like how I understood it. I cannot imagine what that passion of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma would be. I have one fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a fraction. I don't even know what fraction to describe of how little and limited I have. And I have this passion and this desire that I wish everybody could understand it and appreciate the beauty. Can you imagine what Abdullah Ibn Abbas, who was erudite, who was knowledgeable, who was a fountain of knowledge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has absolute power and qudra, and He will revive us all. أَيَّتُهَا الْعِظَامُ الْبَالِيَةِ وَلُحُومُ الْمُتَمَزِّغَةِ قُومِي لِفَصْلِ الْقَضَاءِ. That's what the scholars write. أَيَّتُهَا الْعِظَامُ الْبَالِيَةِ. O decomposed bones. وَلُحُومُ الْمُتَمَزِّغَةِ. And fragmented flesh. Kumi, assemble and stand up. It's the day of resurrection. Yawma yad'ukum. On that day, He will summon you. Fatastajibun. You will oblige and comply. بحمده, praising him, وتظنون, and you will consider, إِلَّا بِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, that your stay on earth was but short. Okay, let's get back to verse 19 here. قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ, one out of them said, how long were you folks resting? The other said, لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ, I think it was half a day or one day. قَالُوا رَبُّكُمْ, now again, in Bayanul Quran, I read this here. لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ, لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ, they trivialized their time spent in the cave. It was half a day. It was one day. It wasn't too long. See what's written there. استقلوا يوم الوصال. استقلوا أيام الوصال. وهكذا شأن عشاق الجمال. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. استقلوا أيام الوصال. وهكذا شأن عشاق الجمال. They reduced and trivialized the moments spent in the cave because in essence, these were moments that were rich with spirituality. They were brimming with proximity and they were privileged with the closeness in terms of rank and status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because remember, they took shelter in the cave for the pleasure of Allah. So this was the moments of wisal. It was in the pleasure of their creator. وَهَكَذَا شَأْنُ عُشَّاقِ الْجَمَالِ, and speak to any lover in the moments with his creator. It is never sufficient. You could read Quran the whole night and the night is short. You could fast the day and the day is short. You could give charity and help someone and the funds are too limited. You could glorify Allah and you just don't have satisfaction that it's enough. Why? Because it is moments with your beloved. And then the quotation continues. وَيُقَالُ مَقَامُ الْمُحِبِّ مَعَ الْحَبِيبِ وَإِنْ طَالَ قَصِيرٌ. مَقَامُ الْمُحِبِّ مَعَ الْحَبِيبِ وَإِنْ طَالَ قَصِيرٌ. وَكَثْرَةُ الْإِجْتِمَاعِ وَكَثْرَةُ الْإِجْتِمَاعِ يَسِيرٌ لِأَنَّهُ لَا يُقْضَى مِنَ الْحَبِيبِ وَطْرٌ وَلَوْ فَنِيَ الدَّهْرُ وَمَرَّ. This is something else, my brother. May Allah give it to me and you, closeness to Allah. It's another feeling, it's another euphoria, it's another ecstasy. People talk of endorphins being released into the body, and people talk of adrenaline rush, and people talk of the kick and the thrill. You know what? May Allah give it to me. When you drop in your head in sajda, you simply cannot raise your head. That ihsan comes in. And ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarahu. That, you know what? You just want to make another tasbih, and another tasbih, and another tasbih, and another tasbih, and another tasbih. And you are so riveted to the ground. Tere mate pe hai agar sajde ka nisha, to kya hua koi aisa sajda kar jo chor jaye zameen pe nisha. Tere mate pe hai agar sajde ka nisha, to kya hua koi aisa sajda kar jo chor jaye zameen pe nisha. If there is the hallmark of prostration on your forelock, then great. What about a prostration that leaves an imprint on the ground? What about a prostration that leaves an imprint on the ground? إِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومْ وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ. Verily, your Allah is observing you when you're standing in prayer, and He's observing you when you are in sujood. Anyway, let me try and translate this here. استقلوا أيام الوصال. They considered the time of the cave to be brief because this was moments of spiritual high where they retreated to the cave in the obedience of Allah. وَهَكَذَا شَأْنُ عُشَّاقِ الْجَمَالِ, and speak to any lover who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's just not enough. وَيُقَالُ, and they say, مَقَامُ الْمُحِبِّ مَعَ الْحَبِيبِ. مقام المحب مع الحبيب وإن طال قصير. That regardless of how prolonged your time is with your beloved, it is always short. And regardless of how often your union is with your beloved, it is always brief. Why? لأنه لا يقضى من الحبيب وطر. I just could not get enough. Fake lovers, and fake lovers, I refer to love of this world, this mundane, temporary, transitory, superficial love. You're talking to someone, and I always used to say this to my students, it's unfortunate that when we need to give the analogy of the wholesome love with Allah, to draw a parable, we have to share the example of love of this world, or lust of this world, or fantasy of this world, because we have not experienced or read or felt that rich and pure and wholesome love like the Anbiya had and the Sahaba had. So a person is talking to his beloved, my love, my darling, my angel, you know what, I love you and blah, 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 and it continues. And then he's like, I'm not going to drop this call because for me, time doesn't matter, airtime doesn't matter. I'm all yours, the night is young. I just don't want to end this call. I can talk the whole night through. I'm fine, I'm fresh. You're going to have to drop the call because I won't be able to end it. Such is my yearning for you. Such is my pining for you. Such is my feelings for you. So regardless of how long, it is always yasir. It's short. لِأَنَّهُ لَا يُقْضَى مِنَ الْحَبِيبِ وَطْرٌ Because you never had enough. وَإِنْ فَنِيَ الدَّهْرُ وَمَرَّ Even if a period has to pass and a year has to pass and a decade has to pass. And yet someone else said, and is mentioned in Bayan al-Quran as well, وَلَا يَكَادُ يَعُدُّ الْمُحِبُّ الْلَيَالِي وَلَا يَكَادُ يَعُدُّ الْمُحِبُّ الْلَيَالِي The lover doesn't look at his watch when he's with his beloved. The lover doesn't count the time when he's with his beloved. May Allah make us like that, my brother. رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسْجِدِ The seven people who will enjoy the shade under the throne of Allah is one whose heart is attached to the masjid, restless outside the masjid. He will have shade under the throne of Allah. Last night, I was thirsty and I was drinking some water and having family time. And I'm saying to my kids and my wife, you know, as I'm sipping through that water, I had a flash of the hadith of the intensity of the day of Qiyamah and how sweltering and scorching and blistering hot it would be. And can you imagine the thirst on that day? May Allah save us. If you want shade, then connect yourself to the masjid. So this was true love. And this was mentioned in Bayanul Quran. Anyway, labithna yawman aw ba'da yawm. We spent half a day or one day, whereas they slept 309 years. So others from amongst them respond by saying, Rabbukum a'lamu bima labithtum. Surely your Lord knows how long you slept. Again. Now see what's written in the tafsir. Rabbukum a'lamu bima labithtum. Surely your Lord knows how long you slept. Fab'athu. So dispatch someone, send someone, delegate someone, assign someone, appoint someone to go to the city here and purchase some food. We'll open up on each word, inshallah, because each word has something to tell us. And that's the beauty. This is what you talk of exegesis, right? Critical analogy of the divine text. Critical analyzing. So, fur in Arabic tells us ta'qib ma'al wasal, while thumma tells us ta'qib ma'al fasal. Basic Arabic grammar. Aqaba yu'aqibu ta'qib means to follow thereafter, which we refer to as sequence without interval and sequence with interval. So thumma in Arabic also comes to denote sequence. This happened, then that happened, then that happened. Akaltu fasharibtu thumma nimtu. I ate, immediately thereafter I slept, and then with a pause in between, I then went to sleep. So I ate, I drank something, a pause, and then I slept. So when thumma comes, thumma denotes sequence with a pause and an interval. While fa comes to denote sequence, but uninterrupted, no interval. So the word fa, and that's the same thing what the scholars say regarding Maryam radiallahu anha. فأجاءها المخاض إلى جذع النخلة. Okay, my mind's going to go and we're going to go into a long separate story. Maybe we'll discuss it on another time, inshallah. Or who knows, we'll make it a dedicated tafsir one day, inshallah, Surah Maryam and the miraculous birth of Isa alayhi salam. Okay, let's just get back here. فَبْعَثُ, I told you basic Arabic grammar. Those that are in grammar will appreciate here. تَعْقِيب مَعَ الْوَصَلْ, denoting sequence without interval. This releases the hint. Stop discussing how long you saying this, he's saying this here. فَأْتُ, it means that تَرْكُ التَّفْتِيش, تَرْكُ التَّفْتِيش لِغَيْرِ الضَّرُورِ. Leave something and don't probe and pry and query and investigate when it is not essential. Now to sit and argue and counter-argue and labor how long, it's not going to buy us anything different. It's not going to change. An accident has happened. Of course, forensics have come in. The traffic department has come in. The necessary, you know, what sketching of the accident, the details need to be captured, etc. That's a separate thing. The area has been cordoned off. But you as a family member, you know what? We need help and intervention. But what happened? But how it happened? But what time? No, at this stage, we need paramedics. We need a doctor. We need a chopper. We need someone to be airlifted. We need help. We need help to sit and labor. But why? But who? But what? It's not going to help the situation. So the word for, and this is mentioned in Bayan al-Quran, فَبْعَثُ is indication of تَرْكُ التَّفْتِيشِ, to stop probing something, غَيْر ضَرُورِ, which is not necessary, which is not essential. And فَأْتُ مَا هُوَ ضَرُورِيٌ, do that which is key now. We are hungry. We are hungry. We need to eat now. Let's not discuss this yet. So that's another reflection, my brother. So many times, we over exert ourselves on things that are unnecessary. So I Allah puts a thought in my mind now. We focus our energy on the wedding and not the marriage. The wedding is one day, the marriage is forever. Like you sigh with relief, oh, the wedding is over. Sure, that was a long weekend. My word, I'm so exhausted. At least I know they married and I'm done. No, you're not done. This was the wedding only. The real thing is the marriage. How many values, moral system, you know, teachings have I instilled in my bride, in the bride and the groom? How much have I put in place in terms of the marriage? I've invested so much in the wedding, and was it really necessary? No. We exhaust ourselves in things that are just, you know what, complementary, by the way, not the absolute essence. So the word fur denotes sequence without interval, which implies and impresses and indicates and releases a hint. Let's focus the energy on something necessary. فَبْعَثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ بِوَرِقِكُمْ هَذِهِ, send one of us with these coins. وَرِقِكُمْ, silver, coins. This indicates that it is necessary when you travel, as much as you rely on Allah, you need to keep some money with you. These are the friends of Allah. They had absolute trust and conviction with on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet they had money with them. And I'll tell you, as things open up, these coins date back. This is old money. This dates back to 3 centuries. They don't know the season outside, the century outside has well turned. And this is not the currency that's going. So this also indicates that in travel, it makes of basic essentials that you keep some money with you. It's always necessary and important. You could be stranded. You need to spend a night. You need help. You need assistance, etc. فَبْعَثُوا, send someone. So send someone from a fiqhi perspective, from a juristic perspective, speaks about the permissibility of partnership and delegation. Because remember, the money belonged to everyone. I don't know if you're understanding what I'm saying. Like, how many lessons have been deduced from one word and letter? One word and letter. Arabic is the only language that there are translations of letters. Like ba. Ba comes for ilsaq. Min comes for, you know, from. Ila comes towards. So in English, like A doesn't have a meaning. You say A for apple, B for banana, O for orange, whatever. But A independently doesn't have a meaning. In Arabic, every letter has a meaning. That's the depth of the language. Anyway, our time has expired and we're going to wrap up on this note here. I think the lessons and the takeaway from today was the moments spent in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the most fulfilling moments and are the most wholesome moments. May Allah bless us with that sajda where we simply cannot raise our head. May Allah bless us with that night in tahajjud where the night feels too short. May Allah bless us with that ecstasy when we recite in Quran that we so consume that we can complete the Quran in two units of prayer like Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.